Hello, welcome to Duck Bites, a podcast for kids by kids.
I cannot believe this is our fifth episode. It is a great episode about...
We are going to start the episode by talking about what's coming up at North Fork Marlboro Public School.
This week we had so many different things that happened. All week there was the book fair. There were also 2 days in a row there were fire drills.
The last things that happened was the director of education came to our school and we had a bus safety program, and I am really excited to tell you that we had pickleball is really fun.
We got to pick a paddle and we got a ball. He taught us to hit the ball different ways, and we got to play every kid. The last thing about pickleball was he told us how pickleball got its name.
I had such a great time playing pickleball with Paul. I hope he comes back this summer.
Thank you for listening.
Whack out.
Now our interview with Orion Meeks, who we met before our field trip to the animation festival.
Can you introduce yourself and tell our audience why you're here today?
Yeah, hi. My name is Orion. I use him pronouns, and I am the Annie Boutique and the, what is my other position, office coordinator at the Animation Festival.
What do you love about what you do?
Oh my God, I love that I get to interact with a lot of people. I get to be immersed in the world of animation without being sitting in front of my computer animating, because animating can be a very isolating job. So the festival is a great opportunity for people to like come together, socialize with other people that love animation, be it people in the industry, be it fans, and be it young people that are still getting to know about animation. So I think that's probably my favorite thing, interacting with a lot of people.
What skills does a person need to be good at what you do?
Communication is very important, making sure you can communicate clearly what needs to get done and that you're doing it kindly, because these events would not be possible without tons of volunteers and tons of work from our team. So just a lot of communication, a lot of collaboration, some time management, and yeah, definitely get your 8 hours of sleep if you can, because that'll be very helpful.
What brings you joy and gratitude today?
Today, I think being here, that so far things are going great. This is my first time running this position, and so far it's been really fun. So I think that, like the interactions with the people so far, it's really my favorite thing.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for the interview.
Now, a very important topic about what's happening this week around Canada. We are learning about salmon.
Have you ever wondered about salmon? Well, salmon are amazing fish that can weigh up to 126 pounds, and they taste delicious.
But salmon were at the brink of extinction because in 1914, people started building dams.
Then the dam started blocking salmon paths until August 18, the Okanagan Dam Fish Passage opened,
which allowed the salmon to go through so they could make the travel, which for some salmon was thousands of kilometers.
The new fish passage was built where the river used to flow.
Wow, I know I learned a lot there about salmon. Next. Up, hit or miss, first chapter.
We are going to be reading Uggy and Muddy, The Journey of Two Kasha Dean Children by Wendy Providence. We are starting on chapter 1. A mental woman waits silently. Her dark hair is prepped with silver stripes and tied back in a ponytail. Her brown eyes twinkle of mischief. She easily herself onto a plush, dusty rose-colored loveseat and delights in the comfortable gloom of the afternoon sunshine. Off to the side of the room, near a large bay window, is a round wooden table with a nest of four chairs, each covered in pastel sealed. In the center of the table, a large turquoise tea towel covers an easel. Underneath, a canvas painting rests along on the table. Inhaling deeply, the woman whispers to herself, "Remember, it is the progress and not the final outcome that greens to all emergency artists."
The process low murmurs seeps from under the tea towel. "Set me free, uncover me, it's time." The dabbling jerks amend a morphin, "Set me free." Then the whispers morphs into a high pitch, the tea and the tea towel moves angrily, "Uncover me." "All right, Maddie, let's uncover your masterpiece. Now, please use your inside voice," the woman says with a mock stern face. "Yeah, thank you, Nah." 8-year-old Maddie grins as she emerged from under the table there, where the easel stands. You're gonna love my painting. It is one of my best ones yet, and I need you to like it times 100, because I wanna give it to Mommy for Christmas. You need to look at it very closely. Maddie started calling her grandmother Nah a long time ago. It was just so much more work to say grandmother, grandma, or grandmother all the time. The desperate her creativity. Maddie is a special girl in many ways.
Her nannies looks down at her and tea cups her small face in her fine brown hands. Here, heap, Nana Gruffini announced to all in this house, "The unwell will now communicate of Miss Maddie's latest work of art. Come forth and witness this great ocean." Maddie beams and then cocks her ear. She hears a click, click, click on the floor. It's Busty, her respectful dog, coming to see what the fuss is all about. Buster is not the most handsome of animals. He's pregnant, is quackable, and he suggests is squirt. He has one ear slope that shoots straight up when he sports peppery prey, especially squirrels with twisty tails.
Back to you, host.
We talked about it. It's really good, but we all had different opinions. We think it is
6 out of 10.
We think grade 4s and up can read this book.
Try out the new challenge of the week. It was a hard one this week.
Let me show you how to make amazing scrunch in only 5 steps. So first thing is to draw a maze like this, but you don't have to copy it exactly. In fact, you probably shouldn't. Then you're going to use the line drawing feature to draw it. Then create whatever pattern you want. Then you're going to use the brush feature, this one right here, and draw a green arrow. That will help direct us to where the end is. On the code button in the left corner, click on the button in the left corner. Should be somewhere over here. And then go to a little button in the right bottom corner to pick out your sprite. We're using this little cat. Then you can size it to make it small enough to fit the maze and put it in the left corner like ours is. Now you can look at the little ones, the little boxes here that have this, the place. And yeah, you should remember those. Those are really important. Then, now we're going to start the coding. Make sure you clicked on the sprite that you added to make sure that you're only doing the coding on your little character. Check for motion blocks to make sure that you didn't put any on your backdrop. The first block we want is when green flag clicked from events. Underneath, we want the go to XY motion block, like this one. Now, here's where these numbers come in handy. For the X down here, you're going to put the number here, like this. Then for Y, there's also a Y up here to show the number you're supposed to put. And now, most of our code will allow us to control the cat with our arrows or whatever character you chose. In events, we want the when space key pressed block, and we need to change space to right arrow from the drop down. We want to connect this change by X, the change by X, change X by 10 motion block. This will allow us to move to the right every time we press the right arrow. Now our cat can move, but we also want to prevent the cat from walking through our maze walls. To do this, we want to add the if-then block from control. The if condition is the touching color block from sensing. The color will be the color of the line. Scratch has really cool features to get the exact color of the line when you click the color circle in the sensing block to change it. You will see that you can change the color with 3 sliders. But to ensure the color is perfect match with the color of the maze walls, you can get the symbol that looks like a background with a dropper on top of it. This will make it so now your character doesn't touch the walls. And if they do touch the walls, it gets sent back to the start. Now we can. Now it's time to get the change X motion block inside of this, inside the if statement. But we need to change the number to 10. This way, the code, this way when the code runs, the X position is changed by 0 when running into the wall.
One, a similar hip horizontal movement to happen, but the in the left direction. And since this code will look similar to the right movement, we can click on the when right arrow clicked block and select duplicate. Change we need to make this duplicated block are to change 10 to minus 10 and change minus 10 to 10. This reverses the motion. We want to switch right arrow to left arrow. Now we need to handle vertical moment from events to get the when space key press block and change the key up arrow since the vertical moment. We want to add the chance by change by my time and motional block. Now we need to like before, we need a if then back block the conditioning remains the same as before. We need a sensing block of touching color, and we can use the same trick to get the exact color of the maze lines. Inside this if block, we need to undo the upwards motion, and we can do that by putting a change Y motion block inside while making sure that number is minus 10.
We can duplicate this code for down arrow movement through right clicking the when up arrow key press block and selecting duplicate. Then we need to make the following small changes. Switch up arrow to down arrow. Change 10 to minus 10 and change minus 10 to 10. This reverses the motion, which is giving that up motion and down motion. They're opposites of each other, so that will help make it so they go different ways. Try it out yourself. We thought this challenge was a little bit hard, but in the end, it turned out really good. Not all of us finished, but some of us did. You should try it and let us know what you thought. Back to you, host.
Wow, that was awesome. I'm going to try it out. If you are at home, send us your scratch at 123duckbites@gmail.com. That's all we have time for this week. If you like what you've heard, don't forget to subscribe to get future episodes. Yes, and you can also follow us on Instagram and our YouTube channel for updates. Can't wait for the next episode. Duck Bites. Quack out. Quack, 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 quack.